And they would put it in there, and when they raised this silage, it had grain, they had put that to itself, cut the top out of it, put it to the cells, and then bury it there. Mm-hmm. Come here, Junior, put your shoes on. Put your boots on. You know you ain't going out there barefooted. Put your boots on. Time to go get your tennis. Go get your tennis.
Do you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
No, not in this part of the country.
And if you had a whole lot of cows and a commercial farm that had a lot of milk cows and would sell the milk and butter, you'd call that place?
Dairy. They call that a dairy.
They call that a
dairy.
Put it on wrong.
Come here, Junior. Come here, Junior. Quit being so bad, boy. They call that milk dairy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it.
Do you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides that big farm?
No, not in this part of the country.
Why would people
keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Keep it, just like you saw a whale.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have something to tie it on a rope and let it down in the well to mm-hmm. keep it cool.
What about potatoes or turnips? How would they be stored?
They take and pile them up, get some hay, put around them, then take some corn stalks and go all around them, make a shelter for them in there, and then take some plank or something, put around that, and then mm-hmm. take a tub or bucket and put over the top of it so it wouldn't rain down.
What would they call that?
Potato bog.
Mm-hmm. And if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say this year we had a good
corn crop.
Uh-huh. And cotton would grow out in
an open field.
Uh-huh. What would you call something smaller than a field?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you just planted a few rows of potatoes.
Oh, they just call it a truck pen.
Okay. And if you were wanting to break up the ground, get it ready for planting, you'd break it up with a
break plow.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of plows are there?
Well, Lord, you done went over me that. I don't know. I don't know, because some I know, I done forgot the name of them, but I do know a break plow. They call that a turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call a cultivator. That's where you sit down the road and plow it. But now, I can't name all them plows.
Mm-hmm. What about something with teeth in it that break up the ground finer than a plow?
They call that a harrow.
Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of those?
I guess it was. Because mm-hmm. you take down here. They call them harrow mule, pull them, but way up in the upper place, on them cotton farms, you'd be passing in traveling. They would have, they call them harrows, but they would be different from ours.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they had another name for them.
Where would they have cotton farms?
Okay. Is cotton farm between here and Dallas, no?
Mm-hmm.
Up there around Farney and Maybanks up in there.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever hear of anything called a lizard or a go devil? Kind of a plant?
Well, I heard the lizard and the go devil, but I didn't never know the difference in them.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't know plows.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of them, but them I heard about. Some of them I'd have forgotten, and some of them I didn't know what they called them.
Uh-huh. When you're plowing, the trench that the plow cuts, you call that the
row.